All this month, an effort here in the Chattanooga area is highlighting generosity, offering opportunities for people to be generous in their own way. The I Am Generous campaign is presented by Elliott Davis, one of the co-sponsors, along with our own campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Dominique Brandt is Vice President of Community Impact at United Way of Greater Chattanooga. Susan Day is the Director of Annual Fund and Special Events at Hospice of Chattanooga, part of Vallejo Health. Dominique, Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Ray.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Tell us more about this I Am Generous campaign.
It is an opportunity for the Association of Fundraising Professionals to respond to the circumstances that we are all experiencing through COVID-19 by being really creative in the pivot we have made to what is traditionally a 400-person luncheon event for National Philanthropy Day at the Convention Center. Since most of us are not wanting to get in a room with that many people right now, we have made this pivot to really support all of the nonprofits in our community that are tremendously impacted by the effects of COVID-19, whether they are frontline agencies that are delivering healthcare services and food and that kind of thing, or there are arts and cultural nonprofits that are tremendously impacted by closing doors and lack of attendance. So the I Am Generous campaign is an opportunity for the Association of Fundraising Professionals to draw attention to the need for generosity and philanthropy across our entire region.
This is such an exciting time for us to be able to bring National Philanthropy Day outside of your typical lunchroom, dining hall to the entire community of Chattanooga.
And for the entire month of November leading up to Giving Tuesday on December 1st.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the really neat things about our being able to have this I Am Generous campaign for the entire month of November versus a day of philanthropy, acknowledgement, and encouragement, it is an entire month. The Association of Fundraising Professionals is not fundraising for themselves. We are fundraising for everyone in our community because nonprofits are serving everyone in our community in one capacity or the other. So the encouragement to be generous, the examples of generosity really are across our entire community.
The needs at this time are great and many. There are so many opportunities to give, but just share a few with us right now.
Some of the things that pop to mind really quickly are food, for example, and so what the Chattanooga Area Food Bank is doing. And then when you think about food, you have to think about United Way's 211, which is a clearinghouse for the food bank getting out all their food boxes. We know with COVID, so many have lost loved ones, so many have become ill. It has become very difficult sometimes to visit those that are ill. And so then you stop and think about organizations such as hospice that are providing this really crucial support and service at a time that is such a fragile time in everyone's life. Then you're thinking about Metropolitan Ministries that is on front lines and helping to pay people's electric bills and other basic needs. Agencies such as La Paz and SEMPA that are providing free COVID testing. I could just keep going on and on. And at some point, we know we will get beyond this. We don't know when that is, but we know. And then we're really going to hope that our Chattanooga Symphony and Opera is there, that our museums like the Hunter are open, that other arts organizations and cultural organizations like the Bessie Smith are able to continue their work. Those are things that we may not have front of mind at the moment, but very quickly when we come on the other side of this, we're going to realize how much we've lost and how much we really are desperately wanting to have that enrichment back in our lives. Just think of it as the full spectrum of our human experience.
And there are also people who have been affected financially because they have lost their jobs.
Absolutely. And so some of the things that come to mind are the Community Foundation has had a response and resilience fund that they stood up very quickly after all of this occurred. And they have been providing support to numerous nonprofits that are on the front line. To that same end, United Way launched the Restore Hope Fund the week after the shutdown and have been providing support to individual households with rent assistance, utilities, car payments, car insurance, everything that is needed for families to continue in the face of lost wages and lost jobs. And those are just a couple of examples. Again, there are so many frontline agencies in Chattanooga really providing support to these families that are struggling right now.
And as we head into the winter and as we head into the beginning of next year, there will be more needs, there will be more opportunities. And we should remind folks that if they are able to give, whatever amount they can give, they should give.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, this is so much about all of our nonprofits across the community, which is kind of neat because you don't often see a nonprofit raising money for everybody. But that's exactly what the Association of Fundraising Professionals does, because we are a nonprofit that is made up of the fundraising professionals across our community. So everyone from CSO to hospice to United Way to Habitat to MetMin, every single nonprofit is represented there. It's an organization that allows us to learn more as professionals in the philanthropic arena, how to do our work more ethically, how to do our work better, how to be even better stewards of our donors' dollars, and providing more support to the community. So when we look at coming into year end, as you mentioned, so many families have lost jobs or have lost wages. And that means that the end of the year holidays might look a little bit different. There is a lot of need, whether you are donating to the Forgotten Child Fund for toys for children, or again, you're donating to a frontline agency that is going to help a family pay their heating bill throughout the cold months. The need is extensive. Whatever it is that is touching your heart, that's what we want to say. The Association of Fundraising Professionals is saying, be generous, be philanthropic, understand the value of that. And we're not advocating one organization or the other. They all need our support during these days.
If people want more information, and if people want to be steered to the different groups that they can give under this campaign, where can they go online?
I would recommend that they go on to either CHA Gives. CHA Gives has been working with several nonprofits locally, and they are part of Giving Tuesday. They can also go on to our website, AFP, Southeast Tennessee, and they can also go on to the Chattanooga Nonprofit Alliance.
All right. Susan, Dominique, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray. Really appreciate your having us on.
Thank you.